sportsgeek.com.au. Sean, welcome.
Thanks a lot, Huff.
Mate, the NBA, they're going gangbusters at the moment from a public point of view, from a fan point of view. How do they do it?
Well, one of the ways, and what I want to talk about, is that the NBA Twitter account reached 5 million Twitter followers just this week.
Has that been done before?
Well, it has been from individual accounts.
Right.
Guys like Shaq and Bieber left 5 million in the dust a while ago.
And KB.
KB's still getting there. From a league point of view, they're well and truly way out in front from, you know, comparing the NFL and NHL and other major leagues from a Twitter point of view. So 5 million is a pretty, you know, it's a big number. One of the ways that really illustrates how they're doing it well is that they really took on board the players using it. They saw that the players, much like we're seeing in the AFL and NRL and cricket, are tweeting, you know, whether what they're doing, where they're at, occasionally tweeting back and forth with fans. The NBA guys did it, you know, really took it on board. Guys like Shaq really jumped on board early and were engaging fans. And the NBA were pretty quick to adopt and embrace the players and the fans joining in.
Right.
And so one of the ways...
Is that different to the other leagues?
Other leagues, and some of the colleges systems in the States were like trying to control it and get really heavy-handed on the social media policy and what could and can't be tweeted, that kind of thing. Whereas the NBA sort of went, well, these players are going to do it. They're engaging with the fans. The fans like it. Well, we may as well be using that content for our site and encouraging the fan and building, you know, the buzzword in social media is building engagement. And so one way that they're profiling...
Touching people.
That's a different part of the internet altogether, Huff. I'm not going there. So one way that they're activating, which is another thing that we want to be doing with our sponsors, is this NBA.com social spotlight. So
now I'm on that at the moment.
If you go to the social spotlight, it's not that hard to find. If you really put in NBA social spotlight and Google, it comes up. What it's doing is it's showing you live tweets from players, media partners, fans, teams while they're watching the game. So pretty much at the moment, everyone's watching NBA on TNT because the games have just finished, you know, with the Spurs winning and LeBron missing a few shots at the end.
Just choking up a tree.
I guess so. There's going to be a few tweets at King James saying, you know, work on your free throws, LeBron, because there's a lot of haters out there on Twitter.
A lot of haters late in the game too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. So, but the thing is, if you tag your tweets NBA playoffs, so they've got a integrated tweet button there that's use the hashtag NBA playoffs. So again, they're trying to get the conversation around the NBA playoffs. Effectively, your tweet could end up on this screen, or your Instagram photo could end up on this screen.
Well, you showed me that when you came in before, and I decided to have a crack at it from the Halftime SEN account.
You could sit here.
I've got you involved in my loop, and I'm watching the social spotlight.
Maybe Shaq might need to retweet it to get on the board.
Tipping? No, because it's got Sports Geek HQ there, so they'll be all over that. I kept you in the loop. I'm going to wait until we come up.
Okay.
I'm going to wait until we come up.
With 5 million followers, there might be a few tweets going through, so you might be waiting a little while.
Halftime SEN fans will make sure it gets up on the spotlight.
So the thing is,
that's a great platform for fans.
And it's a custom-built thing. But what you can do is you can do your own, homegrown, build them yourself. If you go to Twitter, it allows you to build these widgets and that you can plug into your own website, whether it's a club, that kind of thing, and you could be streaming all the tweets that you favourite, for instance, as your team or as halftime. You say, that's a funny tweet, I'll favourite that, and you can put that on your website. And so if you go to twitter.com/goodies, there's some little things there to build widgets, so you could get something that looks like the social spotlight onto your website, whether it be your club footy website, your local business, or your team. So a few of the teams do that. They use the same sort of system to get the tweets up on the big screen at the MCG.
Yep.
Just by moderating, you know, using a favourite. Yep, that tweet's all right. So if you see a tweet getting favourited during the footy, just keep your eye on the big screen. It might end up on the big screen at the games.
Well, Shaq's just tweeted and he didn't retweet my tweet, so that's disappointing.
Yeah.
Just on the 5 million factor for the NBA, how does it compare to the other leagues in the US and maybe globally?
So the other leagues, so the NFL's at 3.3 million. NHL 1 million, the UFC, who are going gangbusters, are only at 600,000. So this is just Twitter, not Facebook. Facebook is, again, another beast, and there's a whole different set of numbers. But one of the things from the NBA's team point of view, it sort of shows that a lot of the NBA's marketing stuff is still relatively regional. If you look at the Twitter numbers for the NBA teams, you've got the Lakers, who are a massive international brand, with 2.5 million Twitter followers.
Wow.
But then you've only got the Boston Celtics, Chicago Bulls, Miami Heat are all around 500,000, 600,000. So again, Twitter is still a developing platform, and more teams are trying to leverage it with their fans.
If you want to check out the rankings and how they rate the leagues across the globe, go to sportsgeek.com.au/rankings and you will see what we are talking about. Check out the NBA social spotlight as well. See if Halftime SEN gets a Guernsey. Thank you, Sean.
No worries, Huff.
See you soon, mate. Thanks for coming soon, mate. Thanks.
Cheers.